So we're 15 minutes away from Blake's bet payoff for losing his fantasy football league, getting his nipple pierced. And we're discussing during the break. Do you know if it's like you get your left nipple pierced? Does that mean you're gay? Or do you ever hear that about earrings?
Yeah. I forget which one is which, though.
I never knew which one, yeah. So we just went with anyone who had any. And that probably fits for Blake. So but before that, let's do our episode one of Hard Knocks 2008.
Can I just say this real quick?
Uh-huh.
I really love the idea that there's one nipple that you could pierce that's not gay.
Right.
I don't think it's saying that the nipple is gay. It's saying that the person...
It's just the whole side of the body.
It's just funny to me that you would look at somebody with one nipple ring and be like, oh, it's on the right? Okay, yeah. Totally straight.
Pretty sweet.
It strikes me as odd. But yes, 2008 Hard Knocks. So we're heading out next week. And this one, unlike the last one, has all the familiar sights and sounds of where they do camp now.
Yes.
It's cool to see.
We're in Oxnard. You've got some of the same players. You have Jerry, older Jerry.
Boy.
He aged a lot in those 5 years, didn't he?
We talked a lot last week when watching 2002 about how young and virile and spry he looked. But by 08, he looks 15 or 20 years older.
You still have Campo.
You do. Campo's back.
Very odd. He's now the D-backs coach.
Yeah.
Defensive backs coach. I was going to say DB, and then I went back, so I don't know why.
It sounded funny when
D-back sounds weird. Yeah. He's the Diamondbacks coach, their bench coach. Young Witten, young Romo, like babies.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird, man. I guess 08 was a long time ago, but it doesn't seem like that, you know?
100%. This all feels very fresh to me, whereas 2002, I had to have my memory jogged quite a bit.
You've got Pac-Man. I didn't remember that he was in camp after a year-long suspension.
Yep.
You've got T.O. I mean, it's wild.
You still have Roy Williams, too. So you've got, like, old and new.
Williams. I guess playing out of the break is where you mentioned it. Marty B. Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
And this is episode one.
It's a superstar cast.
And as I recall... My memory before we get to audio is just, I remember this training camp as being the one after a severe disappointment in the playoffs.
The Giants.
When they were 13-3. That was Parcells' first year gone.
Mm-hmm.
Wade's first year as head coach. They're 13-3. Parcells had that team ready to roll. That's why we always wondered what would have happened. Just give it one more year, man. You kind of got you built this foundation.
By the way,
you took that mess of a 5-11 heap, and you turned it into this.
I don't know if this means much to you, but much like in Dak's rookie year, I'm pretty sure they threw Week 17 heading into the playoffs. So they were 13-2.
They were
a machine.
They were the number one seed.
Yeah.
And yeah, they got upended by the Giants, and the Giants ended up winning the Super Bowl, which. By, what do you call that?
A transitive property.
Okay. But with transitive property, we, the media, the fans, the Cowboys themselves, kind of acted like they had won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They were not acting like they got their punched in the mouth.
Right.
Was that Cabo year?
It was. 2007. Cabo. This is the season after Cabo.
And Cabo means, for those who don't know, so they got... Since they're the one seed, they had a bye week. And during that bye week, Witten and Romo and Bobby Carpenter, oddly enough,
mm-hmm.
took their girlfriends / wives and went to Cabo for a weekend.
Jessica Simpson.
And thought, we could watch film there too. What's the difference? The difference is a lot.
It's pretty much just the optics of it.
Mm. It's the optics, but there's probably something within you as well. If you're just... here and just bearing down and like, hey, this is my chance to do it all. Let's not do social media. Let's not drink. Whatever it is that mm-hmm. you do for, you know, let's put it aside until the goal is reached. I just think a beach trip is probably one of those things that can help you mentally prepare as well. But anyway, so that's the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wild, wild, it looks insane. And I can't wait to kind of dive through all these episodes.
Look, T.O. is essentially treating Hard Knocks like a commercial for his merchandise company. He's got a t-shirt line. He's making sure all the players on the team are wearing his shirts.
Which is very weird for a guy who makes whatever the big salary of that day was. Was he making $8 million, $5 million, whatever it was of the day.
Right.
He was one of the highest paid receivers in the game. And to worry about selling t-shirts, as guys who have sold t-shirts, you don't really make a lot of money.
No.
Even for us. So how many t-shirts would he have to sell? I guess T.O. could sell 1 million t-shirts, and there he's making $50 million. So.
Did you notice that his marketing person was there? And I only recognize her from the press conference after people thought that he had tried to commit suicide with
medication. She found the pills, right?
Right. She's there at camp. They're at camp.
And of course she is.
His marketing lady is there in his room just kind of going over the plan for how to get all these shirts out there. That's a wild ride. Let's get into some of this audio a little bit here. We start with Marty B., who's kind of the star of the show. I mean, T.O.'s there, but Marty B. is a content machine, and he's ready to talk and cut up, and it's his rookie year. So let's start with Marty B. here, talking about hazing a little bit.
Heading into his first NFL training camp, Bennett has a survival plan for dealing with the inevitable rookie hazing.
I take the Gandhi approach. Whatever you do, I enjoy it. You want to throw me in the ice tub? Hey, ooh, it feels good, you know? You want to cut my hair? Man, I've been needing a haircut. We got to get out of here. See, if I had money like Jake Long, I wouldn't be living here. But since, you know, second round draft pick, you know, we don't get $37 million or anything like that. So I would move close to the facility. You can see it right there. Actually, I could get a moped, save money on gas because it increases every day. You know, pretty soon it'll be $4.50, which is a meal at McDonald's.
Okay.
Whoever vented suitcases with wheels, that was a great invention. I wish I would have thought about that first. I think of stuff all the time. Then I look around, somebody already done it. I'm like, man, what they doing?
It's just a mile a minute.
He is.
and it's great.
Boy, the producers of this show must have been like, oh, my gosh.
Gold. Because you know you're not getting much out of Whitney or Romo, but Marty B's never seen a camera that he didn't want to get right in front of. You always have the Jerry intro speech to camp to fire everybody up.
Some people think I can sell things, that I'm a salesman. And I've been asked before, what are the keys to being a good salesman? And I say, well, there's five things. First, ask for the money. And I've forgotten the other four. The Cowboys are
money.
A big deal. We're the number one thing that people look at. Because I don't know about you, but I like playing on Broadway. I like it. I could be doing anything in the world I want to be doing this morning. And I want to be here with you. I want to be here with the Cowboys.
And we think it's kind of corny, but think about when we had Anthony Lucas on last week from the 2002 Hard Knocks, and he's like, listen, man, say what you want about the guy, but there's never been anybody I've been around that I wanted to try harder for than Jerry Jones. Like, I don't think guys are just in there rolling their eyes at him like they might at Garrett. I think he still commands, you know, that room like that. And Wade, man, it's just Wade in this season is so great, and I almost feel like it's disrespectful the way I think of him as like kind of bumpkin-y, but he's watching Pac-Man catch punts, and Pac-Man has a trick where he'll catch one, hold it, two, three, four, five, six, is like a party trick, and Wade is just amazed.
Did you see that? Pac caught six punts, six balls.
Oh, no, he's
a, he had five, and he caught another one. Catches it.
Six balls.
He had six footballs with none of them touching the ground.
That was amazing.
It was. I mean, he told me six. He said, I've done six. And I said, no. Put it on his arm, caught another one, five. five. We put 3 under this arm. Two.
You get a little Garrett laughing here. Garrett's amused.
Five. We put 3 under this arm. Two
that's
there,
familiar.
And another one called six. I've never seen anybody do that before.
We said it correctly.
Do we have this thing on tape somewhere? I'd love to see it.
I got one. I got two. I got three. I got four. Oh. I got five.
Want another one?
So he kicked the six. I'm like, damn, I can't let him outdo me.
I know Creighton would have to take the challenge.
It really looks like Wade is watching someone create fire. Like, he's so amazed by Pac-Man doing this. He's like, look at him.
Play the beginning of it.
Look at him. One, two.
Did you see that?
All right. You got it?
I have no idea what it is. You just, I'd like to find out.
It just reminded me of Lubbock Fish Guy a little bit.
Caught six punts, six balls.
Oh, no, he's
a, he had five, and he caught another one.
Curry knew his catch was something special. From the time he hooked it.
Took a long time for us to get it in. A
little bit.
A
little bit, yeah.
There's a little something there.
All right, I'm going to play you one. This is kind of long. We're up against it here for Nipple Gates.
What do you got?
You have time.
Okay. Let me, this is when I was watching this, I made a note. It just said, Jerry, Wade, Garrett, this is an effing disaster. And it was whenever they're trying to talk through how exactly it is that Garrett is on this staff from the old staff, but Wade's, it's a mess.
He's coached against Tom Landry, Chuck Knoll, Bill Walsh, Bill Belichick.
I also find it funny when we're promoting how great Wade is, it's not about all the games he's won.
Right.
It's about who he's coached against.
It's a bunch of guys you've heard of, and he's old.
And he's won most of the time.
When I was coaching against Lombardi and George Halas and Bronco Nagurski, I coached him.
You coached him?
Yeah.
You didn't coach against him.
And it was the three horsemen when I started instead of four. So.
Wade told me when I hired him. He said, I feel good about my reputation and how I'm perceived as a football coach. I want to be thought of and have had a lot of success as a head coach. And being head coach of the Dallas Cowboys is a motivation to me to get the job done. It singularly was the thing that sold me on making him the head coach.
Okay, well,
follow that logic.
I'm not sure that I'm sold. Singularly.
So he wants to be known as a good head. I'm happy with how people perceive me as a coach, but I want them to perceive me better as a head coach.
Hired.
So can you hire? No, I'm not done with my pitch yet.
Yeah, but you said, and that singularly is why I want you to be a coach.
So that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Off season, there was a lot of skepticism because I wanted Jason Garrett to not take two head coaching opportunities he had in the NFL.
Why don't you go over offensively what we're going to do tomorrow a little bit?
Just kind of base day one installation.
Right.
It's all stuff they know.
I visited two or three times with Wade.
Was that set up for the cameras?
Nothing. Garrett's like, I don't know.
Day one installation.
Normal stuff.
Okay. Good meeting.
Okay, great.
Good meeting.
And Jerry's in the background kind of nodding approvingly. It just immediately puts off the vibe of this is a disaster.
This whole thing. Why do I think this year is going to be a disaster now?
Well, look.
Because we're going to walk into this year with Super Bowl expectations.
Oh, yeah. You got Dak back. The division's down. Another year, hey, Kellen Moore's a head coach in waiting, just like Garrett was. They kept him here. But there are a lot of parallels. There are a whole lot of parallels.
So
we'll keep going through 2008 Hard Knocks throughout this week as we get ready for training camp next week.
And right now we'll get ready for Blake live on the air down on the plaza as well. So we're going to kind of move our scene downstairs. If you want to come by the American Airlines Center Plaza, in about 5 or 10 minutes, Blake will have his nipple pierced live on the air. And that's right. The ticket has somehow got exclusive rights to carry this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival.
featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.